There's been a lot of talk about the impact on business confidence of the so-called Turnbull factor, but a survey out this morning suggests companies might need more time to gauge what, if any, the change in Prime Minister and Treasurer is going to have on their bottom line. Dun & Bradstreet's Business Expectations Survey recorded a drop in expectations for sales, profits and employment next year, running counter to the general optimism in the business community about the leadership change in Canberra. Stephen Kakoulis is economic advisor to Dun & Bradstreet. He's speaking with our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.
Our survey of the business sector was a bit disappointing. What the businesses are telling us is that what was some earlier optimism about business conditions, that is sales, profitability, hiring intentions for more employment, they've just tapered off a little bit over the last month, and that the economy is going through this sluggish patch and that the change of leadership in Canberra hasn't really made a material difference to the optimism of the business sector.
So this is not so much a reflection on, say, Malcolm Turnbull versus Tony Abbott. It's more about the current malaise in the Australian economy.
Oh, look, it's clearly the Australian economy's got bigger issues than just the political leadership. That is important, of course. But I think what we're seeing from our survey anyway is that firms are still concerned about the global economic outlook, the sluggish pace of the domestic economy, and, of course, the transition from mining to the non-mining parts of the economy perhaps isn't as robust as we would like to see. And that when we ask the businesses about their degree of optimism, they're sort of just on the side of less optimistic than they were a few months ago.
There seems to be quite conflicting views, I suppose, about what the change in prime ministership means for business. I mean, the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, in its survey out yesterday, actually saw a slight increase in confidence and business expectations due to the Turnbull factor, so to speak. I mean, how do you account for that?
I think we should just qualify our findings too, because we did ask a special question this time, and it was asking firms whether the change in political leadership in the Prime Minister and Treasurer will have an impact on their business. 57% of people said it was going to have no impact at all, that they were bigger fish to fry, if you like, in the economy. Having said that, just under a third of businesses said that it would make a positive impact, and only 3% said that it would have a negative impact. So, look, there is an issue of the Turnbull factor, if you like, having a small positive impact. But I think where our negativity in our survey comes from is that there are bigger issues than just the change in leadership. And of course, Mr. Turnbull and Mr. Morrison have only been in the job for, you know, a few weeks, and it's going to take a lot more than just a change in leadership to spark up business confidence.
What are businesses waiting for? What sort of reforms are top of their list?
Look, I think the reforms I'd love to see is a bring forward in infrastructure spending and all the positives that go with that. If the government's borrowing and spending more on infrastructure, there's clearly benefits directly and indirectly from that sort of change. They probably want to see whether there's any meaningful tax reform coming through. That will this discussion that we're having on tax lead to a change in, if you like, the efficiency of the tax system? That's an important part of the agenda. And I think just a more constructive approach to consumer sentiment. Obviously, businesses are often driven by what we consumers do and spend in their shops. And the fact that consumer sentiment from the other surveys has picked up a little over the last few weeks is also an encouraging sign. So again, early days, but we really need to see whether, you know, Turnbull and Morrison can deliver some policy reform that will really translate into a more optimistic tone for the business sector.
Business would presumably broadly support a rise in the GST, or you mentioned consumer confidence. Might there be concerns out there too about what a hike in the GST might do to consumer confidence?
Well, we actually have the experience of 2000 when the GST was introduced in the first place by the Howard government, that there was a shuffle in expenditure and a change in consumer and business confidence when the GST was introduced some 15 years ago. And of course, we actually had a negative quarter of GDP as consumers sort of, first of all, brought forward their expenditure ahead of the GST, and then the quarter after they stopped spending, if you like. So I guess that there's that concern that with the economy only growing at 2% or a little above 2% at the moment, with the unemployment rate seemingly stuck above 6%, that there would be just, there's obviously some transition to any changes in tax that might caused the economy to be a little weaker than expected. But that said, yeah, we really need to see where the money's going to be spent. So they raise potentially a bunch of revenue from the changes to the GST. Is that going to be put into infrastructure spending? Is it going to be put into a reduction in the company tax rate, which I dare say would be a positive influence on business if that were to occur? But of course, that's going to take an election, a victory from the Turnbull government, and then the time it takes to implement those changes. So we're still a long way away from that.
And in the meantime, they have to sort of struggle with the months ahead. I mean, would business like to see a cut in official interest rates later today? Does the economy need more easing, in your view? What's your expectation?
I think the RBA is on hold. It's going to be a very close decision, obviously, with the low inflation numbers that we saw last week and the sogginess in the global economy right now. But I think the RBA, in a sense, is quite happy with the slowing in house prices that seems to be evident now. Things like the auction clearance rates have fallen as well. So that's, from the RBA's perspective, good news. Clearly, the business sector would love to see the lower interest rates not only freeze up their cash flow for the indebted business sector with close to $1 trillion of debt, so that's good news for them, but that also would translate into consumer spending. So that's clearly the positive, but the RBA, they're just a little reluctant to, just when they're getting this house price correction perhaps starting to unfold, they wouldn't want to sort of reflate that housing bubble by cutting interest rates prematurely. So, look, the next move in rates could well be down, whether it's today or in subsequent months remains to be seen. But for now, my guess is that they're on hold.
That's Stephen Kukulis, Economic Advisor to Dun & Bradstreet and Managing Director of Market Economics, speaking with our Business Editor, Cheryl Bagwell.